are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So teaching young boys the power of forgiveness is an essential aspect of their emotional and moral development. Forgiveness fosters empathy, resilience, and a healthy interpersonal relationship. So we are joined on the line by my elder, Chisenga here, who's going to help us with this one. My elder Murugwanj.
Tilibuino. Kaya Murugwanj. That's lovely.
Tilibuino. Zikobo. You say, Hashem, the gift of tongues. Hallelujah.
I can see you're extremely gifted.
Thank you so much, my elder. Thank you. Yeah. Hey, this conversation, I really wanted to laugh when I saw that we're speaking about forgiveness with boys, because I'm not sure if it's the men or the women who do not forgive or who take their precious time to forgive. Between these two genders, there is one. So yeah. I won't say who I think it is. I won't say, but...
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to learn today. So before we start, my elder, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for this conversation?
Okay. We are praying. Our God and our Father, we will always remain indebted to you for the grace that you give unto us to discuss even different matters pertaining even your kingdom. We acknowledge that we don't know how we ought to best proceed, and it is against that particular background that we are asking for the guidance, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to tabernacle with us, even as we discuss what you have set aside for us to discuss in this day. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. You know, when it comes to the issue of forgiveness, sometimes I will say, even us as adults, we struggle a little bit with it. And yeah, it goes a long way. But now, looking at that of forgiveness, my elder, how do we now explain it, you know, to a young person? How do we explain it to a young boy? What forgiveness is? Because sometimes we can't even explain, even adults, we struggle in terms of what forgiveness is. Is it you letting go? Is it you letting the person know that you forgive them? It's quite interesting. But now, how do I explain to a 12-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 16-year-old what forgiveness is?
Yeah, you are right. There are certain things that are very close to us. And those are the very things that probably find it very difficult to explain, more especially even as we deal with little ones. Well, we can say that by definition, we are talking about somebody who has been hurt in one form or the other.
Yes.
But making a decision not to be resentful or not to be hungry or not to hold feelings of anger against the person that has actually hurt us. And I think particularly for probably smaller boys or people that are young, maybe they can understand it better when we probably use a demonstration about the effects of not forgiving or the effects of forgiving. And so I came across this particular story that might just assist to demonstrate that. I think it was about a teacher and also trying to demonstrate something concerning to the learners. And he gave them a challenge. He got a sack of potatoes, and he said that he gave the challenge to the boys that had, you know, the pupils that had bags with them. And he just told them to say that I'm challenging every one of you to just come through and pick a potato from this particular bag and probably write the name of the person that has hate you, even in times past. And so the boys basically carried out that particular act, and they were encouraged to put the potatoes in the bag, which bag they would actually carry wherever they would actually go. So at some point in time, it was bearable, but over time, they actually discovered that the potatoes that they were carrying were beginning to produce a smell because they started, going bad. And so they started complaining. There was a stench, and probably some of them even became drowsy, sleeping with this particular bag with rotten potatoes. And until they came to the teacher and said, "Well, teacher, this is too much. When are we going to get rid of this?" This particular story just goes to demonstrate that as we run through life, there will be people that will hate us in one form or the other. But if at all they hate us and we keep on grudges or become resentful towards those particular individuals, it's as good as picking up that particular potato. Yes, it will look like there is no harm to begin with. But over time, as you move through life, you actually discover that it begins to really affect you. It begins to really weigh you down. And in fact, by demonstration, you can imagine how then will you be in a position to even relate with others with this particular bag of potatoes and bad stench that you are actually coming, you are actually carrying. And so that just goes to demonstrate, to say that there is a big blessing upon the person that has actually been offended to let go of the pain and that we encounter in life as we move along.
So dealing with children, they tend to ask quite a number of questions. So do you, when they now come to the issue of mistakes, here I am, they're playing soccer, anything like that, and then let's say someone hits them with a ball on their face. That's a mistake. And now it comes to the issue of asking for forgiveness and stuff. The person realizes their mistake, they ask for forgiveness and stuff and everything else. How now do you explain the concept of mistakes? And also how, when someone has made a mistake, they deserve a second chance, etc. Or they don't deserve a second chance. You know, how do you go about educating our boy children about the issues of mistake and that asking of forgiveness?
Okay. Thank you so much. An important question indeed. The truth of the matter is that as long as we remain human beings, we are basically prone to error. We are basically prone to make mistakes. Okay. Even the most perfect of individuals can actually make a mistake. I think we just ought to realize that only God himself is perfect. Much as he has invited us to be perfect, to be perfect just as he is, we can only be perfect in our own realm. And so we just need to realize and understand that today it will be somebody doing something against me. Tomorrow it will be me doing something against another individual. I was just laughing not too while ago. I think in our other session, we were talking about matters that related to using probably one vehicle in a bid to spend more time with the family. It was just this morning when I actually discovered that I was being dropped first. I jumped out of the vehicle because probably I was behind time. But little did I know that I actually left my phone behind. And to give for my wife to bring back that phone because of this conversation that we were having, it had to take a lot. So sometimes you don't even intend to, wrong someone, but it just happens as human beings. Much as we strive to do the very best, to be perfect, we will always find ourselves on the wrong side of law. So in other words, we ourselves have been recipients of God's forgiveness.
Mm.
And when we realize that we have been recipients of God's forgiveness, then we ourselves should be in a position to extend forgiveness to another person.
Speaking about empathy, my elder, does it help young boys now understand why someone might have hurt them? Does it make it easier for them to forgive them? Because you're like, ish, I get it, man. You know, you didn't do it on purpose, even though sometimes you think they did it on purpose. But how does now empathy help us, help our young boys, you know, to understand that not everything that was done on purpose?
Yeah. Perfect. I think of the golden rule in the context of the empathy that you have talked about. And we find this in Luke chapter 6 and verse 31, which talks about treating others as you would probably you know, the way that you desire to be treated, and that's the way that you should treat others. And I think it is very, very helpful to probably just exchange, even when we are hurting in one form or the other, to just think of it from, you know, the other side, to say that if it were me in the position of the person that has actually offended me, how would I, you know, love to be treated? And like you have actually put it, it is not always, and sometimes it might appear to be obvious, like let's say for instance this person is actually doing it on purpose, but giving everyone a benefit of a doubt is in fact very helpful. It reminds me of what Christ himself says when he was hanging on the cross, when he made mention of the fact that forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. So there is a concept of just trying to understand that sometimes, even though they have actually done it on papers, if they fully understood the extent of and the havoc that they are actually causing, if they fully had the correct perspective of life, in the first place, they could not have done that. So it's very, very important that, yes, over and above sympathizing, we go ahead and empathize with the condition of people that might even be in the habit of wronging others. Because certainly if you have the correct perspective of life, the least thing that one would like to do actually is to hurt another person.
So when we now go to the Bible, because yes, we do tell them, you know, of our life's experiences, of our lived experiences as well, and as Christians we also do touch on the Bible, say, listen, this thing is not unique. I told you my life story, but then when we go to the Bible, we can also find X, Y, and Z. They've also been through 1, 2, 3, 4. So what example can we find in the Bible about forgiveness? And it led to a positive change, an improved relationship that, yes, after forgiving, you don't now mise the person, you know, you don't cut them off. But after that forgiveness, you can now become better friends, stronger friends, you know?
Yeah, my mind races to the experience of Peter and Jesus Christ himself. Peter and Jesus had spent quite some considerable amount of time together. Okay, and here is a time that has come when it is time for Christ to actually be crucified. Okay, and he finds himself in this particular situation, and then on three occasions, okay, Peter is challenged to say he has been identified with Christ, and he totally denies ever had anything to do with Christ. And I believe if there are people that probably tend to hate us more, it's those that we love so dear. Okay. And I believe that he was hurt he was broken when he realized what he had actually done to Christ. Okay. But when we see later on, after the resurrection of Christ, and he sent messages to the disciples, you know what Christ say? He sends messages and specifically mentions Peter. Okay. And after that particular reconciliation, you know, having taken place, Peter being reconciled to Christ, you actually discover that the relationship that Peter had with Christ even became stronger to such an extent that now the apostle became an anchor, so to speak, even in the early church. So that's the power that is there when we learn to forgive, or when we learn to accept forgiveness from another individual. Another example that I may probably speak into is the reaction that probably David and Saul actually had, because you know that Saul was after the life of David for a long period of time. But even in those particular circumstances, when David had an opportunity to take away Saul's life, he decided not to do it after all. And probably, which brings me into another concept, if we have to experience give away forgiveness, we ourselves need to be recipients of that forgiveness. And there is no better way to learn that particular forgiveness as we have a conversation on a daily basis, even with God, as we continue, you know, to ask him for forgiveness, as we continue to harmonize our relationship with him. Then it even makes it easier and better to be in a position to interact with different individuals that we come into contact with in life.
What then is the importance, you know, for our young boys? Because sometimes they're like, yeah, I hear you, but why must I forgive them? You know, what then is the importance of that forgiveness? Now they understand what forgiveness is. They understand the issues of mistakes and second chances and empathy and etc. But they're like, but still, why should I forgive that particular person? You know, so what is the importance of forgiveness? Why should they do it and understand why they're doing it?
Okay, yeah, getting back to the illustration that we gave at the beginning of it all, or other people actually have put it this way, that, you know, harboring a heart of unforgiveness is like you drink poison with the hope that after you drink that poison, the other person that you actually have not forgiven will actually die. So the point that we are trying to drive home is that the person that gets hurt more in the process is a person that decides not to forgive. Because remember, if you decide to say, I am not going to forgive that friend of mine who has offended me, probably he'll go on with his life. He'll go on enjoying life. But you know who is getting hurt at the end of the day? It's you, the person who is harboring for forgiveness and unforgiving heart. And then further on, you actually discover, like in the illustration that we gave at the beginning, is that the likelihood that you yourself will become toxic in other relationships is also a possibility, a big possibility at the end of the day. So you actually discover that as long as you carry hate and an unforgiving heart, it also becomes extremely difficult for you to relate with other innocent people that may not have hate you after all. So whichever way you look at it, we can just say it is something that is good for your health to just let go. Because as long as we continue to harness pain, we are the ones that are harnessing that particular pain that are going to lose out ultimately.
Thank you so much, Mdala, for this lesson. I believe that our boy children will be able to learn it. So I'm going to ask that, can you please pray Let's pray for that spirit of forgiveness. Let's pray that our boy children, they forgive. Earlier on, you know, when we started, I was like, I don't know who does not forgive between the two. It's because we can see the effects of not forgiving. We can see it in grown-up men, you know, when now they start to take out and forgiveness sometimes breathe. Yeah, you know, they start to get those things. So, oh, one small thing, one small thing, everything now becomes violent and it does not become violent. So, I ask that, can you please pray that from a young age, may they have and learn that forgiveness so that when they are older, they don't face these things that we are seeing some men going through.
Amen. Shall we pray together? Our God and our Father, we want to thank you for the opportunity that you've given to us to discuss the subject matter of forgiveness. True indeed, many of us in and of ourselves, either as young boys or as men, have found it very difficult to actually forgive. But you, who is the author of forgiveness, we pray that you will give us forgiving hearts. Yes, true indeed. Some of the kind of the overreactions that we tend to see in certain areas of our lives can be traced back to that point when we were hurt and probably as very young people, we have held on to that particular anger only to erupt in wrong places. And so we pray that you, who is able to forgive, may you just come through in your fullness and just give us forgiving hearts as we enter into a loving relationship with you. We pray that continue to help us to learn more of you. We commit the young boys into your care and keeping and ask in a special way that allow them to grow even with forgiving hearts into men and women of God that will ultimately honor, bless, and uplift your holy name. Thank you once again because we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. My elder, thank you so much today. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Amen. And thank you so much. Have a blessed day too.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.